Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 AM. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two more campuses within the University of Wisconsin system are exploring furloughs heading into the new school year. UW-Platteville and UW-Parkside announced to staff on Monday that their budget shortfalls may require the measure. UW-Oshkosh announced earlier this month that its campus would be furloughing hundreds of employees. Schools throughout the UW system have budget shortfalls of millions of dollars. The Republican-led legislature cut the system's budget by about $32 million over the next 2 years. Democratic Governor Tony Evers had proposed increasing the budget by more than $300 million. City and state leaders say they're outraged after an especially violent weekend in Milwaukee. Terry Bell reports.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the gun violence last weekend is entirely unacceptable. He's calling on the state legislature to take another look at gun laws. Governor Evers says gun violence is a public health crisis. Numbers vary, but as many as 24 people were shot and 4 people killed in 15 separate shootings from Friday night through late Sunday. Those include 2 mass shootings on Milwaukee's south side. 9 people were injured in one case and 4 people were injured in another. One of the 4 people killed was a 17-year-old girl. She's the 17th child to die by homicide in Milwaukee this year. Some arrests have been made. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The leader of the National Republican Party says she considers Wednesday night's debate in Milwaukee the start of the general election, not just the Republican primary.
It's not often that you get the entire American public looking at your message, looking at your candidates, and having an opportunity to put forth your policies that will right the ship of this country.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel was on WISN TV's Upfront program Sunday. 8 Republican candidates have qualified to be on tomorrow night's debate stage. Former President Donald Trump says he won't be in Milwaukee for Wednesday night's debate. Hot weather means conditions are ripe for pavement buckling. Wisconsin transportation officials have some safety tips. Nate Wegehout with more.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising drivers to be alert and be extra careful. Buckling happens when pavement expands in hot weather. That causes it to buckle or blow up. It's hard to predict when it will happen. The DOT has some advice. Check the 511 travel information system before you leave home. If traffic slows down suddenly, that's a sign the pavement ahead may have buckled. The DOT also reminds drivers to slow down and move over for road repair workers. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Good news for Nakusa residents. The work to complete the railroad crossing on Market Street will begin the last week of August. Crews will fix the rough crossing that's been troubling drivers for the past year. They expect the project to take about a month. Traffic will be detoured around the area. Teacher turnover in Wisconsin is the highest it's been over the past 14 years. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows nearly 1 in 6 teachers, or 15.8%, have left the profession or moved to a new district during the last 2 school years. The previous average annual turnover was 11.5%. The CAP Times reports the highest turnover involved teachers of color or those who work in Wisconsin's smallest districts. State Superintendent Jill Underly said long-term solutions to retain staff will require more money and there needs to be improvement in the overall culture and climate around teaching. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers training camp winding down. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers entering their final week of training camp. Practices today and tomorrow open to the public. On Saturday, Green Bay hosts Seattle in the final preseason game. Yesterday, the Packers added 2 former defensive players from the XFL, linebacker Marvin Pierre and defensive back Elijah Hamilton. Tight end Ty Davis with a torn ACL placed on injured reserve. The leading rusher in the NFL preseason is in Green Bay, number 31 running back Emmanuel Wilson, averaging over 8 yards per carry. Against the Patriots, he broke free for a first down.
When I saw the hole open and the defender was right there, I really stopped his feet, and then I just bounced it outside. It was just hit the corner and then turned on my speed.
Matt LaFleur on Wilson.
He ran with power, ran through some arm tackles, ran with low pad level. He's gotten a taste of what it's like to be an every down back. There were moments where I could tell he was pretty gassed. So I think that's one thing that he can continue to improve upon is just conditioning.
Former Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor has been given permission to be traded out of Indianapolis, but the Colts say they'll want a first-round pick in return. On Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders beat the Ravens 29-28 with a last-minute field goal. That snapped Baltimore's 24-game winning streak in the preseason, dating back 7 years, an NFL record. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
It's one of these things you look at and you go, wow, how did that happen? You know, how did something like that take place? It's pretty remarkable. What are the odds to play this game and to fight like that? And the men who played for the Ravens now and the men who played for the Ravens all those other years. I'm really very proud.
College football, Michigan's Jim Harbaugh will serve a 3-game suspension imposed by the university for recruitment violations. The Wisconsin Badgers' new head coach, Luke Fickell, says with classes not starting in Madison until September 6th, his players have more time to prepare for the football season.
So we've got a chance this next week to give them a day here to relax a little bit, but then be able to use this next week where we can still kind of be in some camp mode.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Paul Trombe from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Good to have
you. Good morning. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I was trying to call out, and it was just giving me a busy signal.
You know what it was? Paul, I got to apologize. Your number is very familiar to a creditor that just will not leave me alone. And it, no.
James, you're terrible. Our phones weren't working, Paul. It wasn't your fault.
It all makes sense. Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend, Paul?
I did. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. We are under a heat advisory coming up tomorrow. Is that correct, Paul? Is that what you're seeing?
That's right. Yeah, an excessive heat warning in effect here tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And then from there, we'll continue to kind of fall off a little bit more each day after that hottest day of the week tomorrow passes us by. But we do still stay with lingering clouds today. Some breaks in the cloud cover building in as we get a little further midday afternoon as highs reach about 89 today. An east-southeast wind 10 to 15. Muggy night tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 73. And then upper 90s Wednesday with some sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Southwest winds 10 to 15. Those heat index values getting over 100 tomorrow, anywhere from 105, maybe as high as 110 with that combination of heat and humidity on Wednesday afternoon. 70 on Wednesday night, a slight chance for a storm, 92, partly sunny Thursday, slight chance for a storm, and then an isolated storm chance Friday, otherwise partly sunny and cooling down to some mid-80s. Still looking at better temperatures for the weekend, mid-70s, partly sunny skies Saturday, upper 70s, partly cloudy into Sunday. But yeah, definitely ramping up that heat here into tomorrow to kind of be certainly mindful of if you have any outdoor things you need to do. If you have the choice, definitely maybe do it another day. It would be my advice.
It's some good advice. We certainly want you to keep an eye on any of our seniors out there. Keep the your furry friends indoors
or
off of concrete as best as you can. The above.
Absolutely.
You know, I tried to cover for you yesterday, Paul, but all I said was, it's going to be hot.
So much
better forecast. Well done. Don't worry, I'm not going
to
take your job.
Yours is easy to remember, though. It's to the point. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much for the time, sir. Have a good day.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombe to Weather Eye Weather Center. We missed Paul. That was good. Melissa and I got a bunch of great stuff lined up for you today, everybody. It is National Tooth Fairy Day. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We got screen apnea we have to discuss, Melissa. I want to get into that one, too.
All right.
Did you have living room or bedroom parents that we're we're going to find out what
living
that is?
Room or, okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that one a little bit later. And a little bit later as well, four tricks to quickly find something you lost.
Something we all need tricks for. Yeah. Yes, please.
All that coming up for you. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner as well. And it's live radio. You don't know what can happen. You put Melissa and I in a room together. Who knows? Or on the air together. And we got something exciting to bring up right now. And it's a little interesting because this is different for me, Melissa. Talking about another radio station while on a different radio station, even if they are under the same umbrella, is just very new. And I love it. I'm so excited about this. Our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country, where you can catch the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. We are rolling out a new logo.
Yes, we are. We're excited about it because we get to keep the chicken.
Yeah. We've got the chicken intact. We've got a funky, cool, very, very smooth logo. Big shout out to Rebecca Sullivan with our family here at Civic Media. Did a great job on this and been working so hard on this rollout. WFHR does have one coming, everybody. Be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean? It means new shirts.
It does.
So we're at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today. Exciting time. Always enjoy fair time. Fairs and radios are hand in hand. They belong together. We're so excited to be there. We should have been there for the last 5-6 years, I believe. And it's nice that we're there now. We're going to have a booth down there. Melissa's going
to
be there.
I get to be there. I'm super excited. I'll be there from 2 to 5 today.
Mm-hmm. Stop by.
And if you come up to the table and say you heard about this and me being there or us being there on WFHR or WIRI, I get to give you a shirt.
Yes, free shirts. We're so excited about this. Come on, check them out, everybody. They are a really nice color. They're going to look dang good on you. Dog, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Trust me, they are going to look good on you. We are excited about this. Come by, say hi, get a shirt, and check out the Truth Booth while you're there.
Yes, you can vent, tell your story, talk about fair food, you know, whatever you want. What's on your mind? Share it with us.
Got a good pie recipe. Seth would love that. you know, that kind of thing. You know.
You want to wish Seth a belated happy birthday and embarrass the heck out of him? That'd be great, too.
Big shout out to our whole family at Civic Media, not only getting us out of the house here and getting a chance to be at the fair and other events coming up, because boy, do we got a lot lined up, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
But I want to send a shout out to Jorge, Rebecca, the great work that they've been doing on these projects. Jorge with the Truth Booth and Rebecca with this beautiful rollout of these logos. And when WFHR's logo is released, you're going to see a little more of a change than with the WIRI logo, but a similarity between the two.
The two go together.
And when you look at, as you do, and you go to civicmedia.us and you look at all of our great stations and our great programs and all these logos, you're going to see, they all look like they belong together. They're all family and everything.
Big family.
It's cool. We're excited about this. Stop on by the booth at the Central Wisconsin State Fair and enjoy yourself at the fair, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Have a lot of fun. I know they got a great music lineup.
Very excited about this, Melissa. The WIRI logo we were talking about on the other station on Wiz Country. Looking forward to getting into the WFHR logo with everybody. And again, be on the lookout. Not only are we giving away shirts today at the booth, but we may have other stuff coming up. You never know.
Indeed.
It's pretty exciting. So I want to dive into this one real quick, Melissa. We don't often start our stories with "That Ain't Right," but we kind of have to on this one.
Okay.
So, interesting story here. We go to Boston, where a man whose dog ate his passport just over a week before his planned wedding in Italy said he was given an emergency appointment at the Boston Passport Agency.
Good.
Right away, we can let you know that the wedding went and had happened. But Dante Frattaroli and his fiancée, Madara Marzini, went to Boston City Hall on Thursday to fill out their intention of marriage forms ahead of their planned August 31st wedding in Italy. They arrived home hours later to discover their dog, Chicky, a.k.a. Chicken Cutlet.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that name.
That's a great name.
Had chewed up Frattaroli's passport with just over a week remaining until their flight on Friday.
Oh, no.
That's rough. That is rough. See what I did there? See what I did? I worked all night on that.
Sorry.
They... they loved the dog. Nobody was mad at the dog or anything, but they were kind of like, what the what, man? Like, you know?
Yeah. Of all the things you could have chewed, couldn't you just go for the leather shoes that I paid $1,000 for?
And here's the other thing. That's a great note, Melissa, because according to the article that you can find at UPI.com, the dog didn't, like, mess up anything else in the house. It was like the dog knew that they were leaving. And, like,
want you to leave.
Like a kid would think. Like, if I hide the passport or if I hide mom and dad's keys, they can't drive away.
They can't leave.
They can't leave. So.
Oh my goodness!
That's a pretty good one. That is a pretty good one. We quick palate cleanser, huh? Cleanser. Let's get to that because I'm excited about this one and I cannot actually wait. So I was up pretty late with my mom last night. She had a rough night, and one of the things that helped make her smile, her favorite animal in the world are giraffes.
Oh,
she is the way giraffes are, as I am with penguins.
Okay.
And so anytime I have a radar for giraffe news.
Mm.
And I was talking to my brother because I'm hopeful, fingers crossed. It's such a weird sentence to say. I'm hopeful that my brother can watch my parents one of the next couple of days here so I can get down to the fair with you and everything.
Awesome.
But I was talking to him and he's like, hey, did you hear about this? And I was like, no. And he was telling me about a giraffe baby born. And they actually sent me down a rabbit hole where I found a Tennessee zoo announcing the birth of what officials believe to be the only spotless reticulated giraffe in the world.
Wow.
The Brights Zoo in Limestone said the female giraffe was born at the facility July 31st, and zookeepers soon discovered the baby was uniquely solid colored. And I'm looking at a picture of it, Melissa, and it looks like the coat and everything is like of a deer. It's such an interesting, you wouldn't think just a giraffe without its spots. I don't think we talk about a giraffe's spots very often. It's a leopard and other animals we usually do.
Yeah.
But it just seems so, not like bad weird, just looks, it looks like a deer that evolved to like be taller.
With have a long neck.
Yeah. It's an interesting looking animal, but a beautiful looking animal nonetheless.
Awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. There is, it reminded me though, speaking of penguins, have you seen pictures of the all tan penguins or the albino penguins or the black penguins?
Not like completely solid color. I don't think so.
Yeah, if you Google them, you'll find them right away. There's a handful of them in the wild. There was one that was discovered a couple of years back, an albino one, that actually looks a little more yellow than albino. And then there's one that it's kind of like a regular penguin, except its belly is not white, it's black. So it's just kind of like a black penguin. It's just, yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. Cool. Always interesting when you see these.
Every being is beautiful in its own way.
Mm-hmm. We're spoiled around here in this part of Rapids where we've got an albino deer family that we see from time to time. I always know it's going to be a good day when I see them. it's a good day. It's going to be a good day today if I see one of those beautiful deer.
Mm-hmm. They are gorgeous.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions. Our doctor supervised